We try to incorporate the kids as much as possible with the keyboard and all that stuff. We've come a long way. How many of you know that? We've come a long way. Praise the Lord, and all glory to Him. The song they're going to sing in procession, it's a song from Africa. Hallelujah. How many of you know a lot of those kids are from Africa? The song goes like this. Are you ready? Will you go give us the cue?
Tuwaraya mama, siya no melas, eze Jesus, siya no me. Tuwaraya mama, siya no melas.
Hello.
Is Jesus to Araya Mama? Zia no me to Araya Mama. Zia no me la. Is Jesus to Araya Mama? Zia no me la.
Please, I want the technician here to help me equate this microphone. So try pull this microphone, kind of spread it out between them, please. I thought you have done this. Okay. Okay, is one there? Good.
This one is.
It's not on. Hmm? Good one. Okay. So come right here. So you can share this mic. So share the mic, please. Share the mic among them. Please. Come closer. Come on, come on. Oh, you got one there? Okay, good. You got one there? All right. Praise you the Lord. Praise you the Lord. I'm going to ask Noye to tell us what that song means, because for some of us who are not Igbos, which is the language they're speaking, will you tell us what that song means?
It means God is good, and if you see Him, tell Him He's good.
If you see Him, tell Him He's good. Is that correct? Those of you who speak Igbo, is that correct? That's one of my most favorite songs. Because if you see His excellence, if you see Him, tell Him Peter said He's good. Because while I was unworthy, He died for me. When I couldn't come up to His level, He came down to my level. So by adventure you see Him in Phoenix. By adventure you see Him in your dream. Tell Him that I said He's good. And I mean that. He's good. Because when the enemy come, He came like a flood to swallow me up. He said, no, no. So please join me. Sorry. He means so much to me. That song, if I was by myself here, I'd be rolling on the ground. Because He's done so much for me and I cannot tell it up. So could you stand up, kids? Just say, let's sing. If we have so much to do this morning. All right, so share the mics. Share the mics. Share the mics. Let me hear your voice. Thank you. Share the mics.
To Araya Mama.
To Araya Mama. Siya no mela,
siya no mela.
Eze
Jesus to Araya Mama,
siya no mela,
to Araya Mama,
siya no mela,
mela.
Eze
is worthy.
Hello?
He is worthy. He is worthy. Let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Your Highness, the Commander-in-Chief, the Lord of Lords, the King of all Kings, the Creator, the first and the last, we worship you this morning. We thank you for the opportunity that you give us to be here again by your mercies and by your grace. I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, visible and invisible, in the name of Jesus. Receive all the glory, adoration. Let the words that these kids have learned over the last few years, over the last year, let it abide with them in the name of Jesus. Let it abide with them so that when the time comes, for them to be able to articulate when the enemy comes in like a flood, they can say, like Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. The word says." Amen. Thank you, Father. I thank you for everyone that has helped in one way or the other in raising these children, from the parents, grandparents. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the word abide with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. A lot of stuff, you see a lot of these trophies here. We give the kids points over the last year so they get a trophy for what they have achieved. Not just in knowledge, but in their activities, obedience in the classroom, assignments given them, and everything in between. And reports we get from the parents, how this one is doing, how that one is obeying, and all everything put together. So it's not just about the academic end of it, but an overall. Because Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." Am I right? "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light shine before." Can you sing it? "Ye are the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men. Ye are the light of the world." Praise the Lord. I'm not the only one here who's been helping. Our sister Grace back there. Praise the Lord. Sister Lorraine back there. Oh, right there. They are all of different ages, okay? But we give meat in due season based on the capacity of the age. You may think these kids are not hearing, they are not learning. They are. Because they ask me questions that throws me off. I have to go into the word myself. Praise the Lord. So some of the questions we're going to ask them, some of them based off questions and stuff like that. We all learn. Now, to my extreme left, you're right. You go introduce yourself. Tell me who you are. Tell everybody who you are. Okay? And how old you are.
Hi, my name is Nanye and I am 9 years old.
What grade?
I'm in fourth grade.
Hey, how about you? Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Namdi. I'm 10 years old, and I'm in fifth grade.
Hello, my name is Obina. I am 8 years old and I'm in third grade.
Hi, my name is Christiana and I'm 8 and I'm in second grade.
Hi, my name is Royal and I'm 7 years old and I'm in second grade.
I'm 6 years old. I'm in preschool.
How are you? Go
ahead. My name is Michael, and I'm 6 years old, and I'm first grade.
Hello, I'm Nathan. I am 8, and I'm in third grade.
Hello, I am Natania, and I'm 7 years old. I am in first grade.
I'm Natania, and I'm 7 years old, and I'm in first grade.
My name is Ronnell. I'm 6 years old, and I'm in first grade.
My name is Joseph, and I'm 11 years old and I'm in fifth grade.
My name is Ruby. I'm 10 years old and I'm in fifth grade.
My name is 7 and second grade.
Awesome. Thank you very much, very much. Thank you very much. You know, we've got to start them early. Hallelujah. Some of them are not able to be here for circumstances beyond their control. And also, I have my key buddies. Thank you very much. The one and only. Give me your name.
I'm Joel, and I'm 13, and I'm in eighth grade.
Amen. Thank you very much. Now, because of the intensity of what we do with the kids, we don't go by age, who's to be here, maybe at age 12 or whatever. Some parents say, you know what? This kid is getting so much, I want them to remain here. So they remain here. Some are 12, 13, you know. Because once the kids are grounded, it's a whole different ballgame. You can't shake them loose. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, the first thing we're going to do, please, I want you to hold the mic. Share the mic. Come closer. Share the mic. Share the mic. Come closer. Or you go closer there. We're going to do first thing. I think most of us senior citizens, if I may use those words. Any senior citizens in the house? We have no senior citizens because the Lord has renewed their strength like the eagle. Amen? Praise ye the Lord. The first thing we're going to do is, you give us a chord.
Who's supposed to ask that one?
Yeah, we have two keyboardists, so we don't. Excuse us, sometimes as kids, we get a little fidgety. Will you pardon us? That's why we are kids. Okay? We got to be like kids. If you want us to behave like adults, it's too much. It's too much for us. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay, stand up. Stand up. I want to share the mic, all of you. Okay, please share the mic between you. Is there a mic there? Please, could you project that for me, please? Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Could you put that on there? That's the first thing the kids are going to do. Praise the Lord. Who's in the key? Who's back there, please? Could you please help me, somebody? Back there. Oh, it's up there. They've got to be able to see this one. Yeah, without that one, it's a challenge. Just excuse us, folks. We're just learning to deal with this technology. Okay? Thank you. You know, we try to teach the kids current songs, current contemporaries, the hymns that our fathers learned, everything in between, so that some of those hymns, they are so, if you hear the history of some of those hymns, it floors you. That's what he does to me. I read about the history of the Methodist Church. Some of us, in so much that we know, we say, them born. You have no idea. The intensity of seeking God's face that has brought about some of those hymns. The story behind the story is mind-boggling. Praise ye the Lord. It's so interesting that the enemy, usually when these kids are ready, the enemy messes with our system. How many of you have noticed that? Tries to mess with our system. But he's a loser. He's a loser from the beginning. And he'll always be a loser. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. So will you, all of you senior citizens and junior citizens and everything in between, will you join me and praise the Lord? Could you stand up, please, if you know this hymn? Will you give us the call, Noye? Thank you.
Jesus, precious Jesus, oh. just from sin and self to cease, just from sin it's taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus,
God may give us all of us, grace. All of us grace to trust him more. To trust him more. Amen? It's so important because sometimes we ask, is it possible? Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? I need a job. Is it possible? I need a healing. Is it possible? Oh, that God may give us, give me, give you the grace to trust him more. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, there's so much these kids have learned and we do not have enough time. So what we do is ask them a few questions, okay, to see if they remember some of that stuff, okay? And by the grace of God, eventually we'll go from the head to the heart. But they got to know it first. Amen? If they don't know it, it can't go to the heart. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, this first question goes to Ronell. Who, if I ask you the question, please pass the mic. If I call somebody's name, pass the mic to them so they can answer the question. The first question goes to Ronell. Who did God use to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt?
Moses.
Blessing. Is that true? Who did God use to lead the children of Israel out of the wilderness, out of Egypt? Who?
Moses.
Awesome. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. All right. This question goes to Nathaniel. Name two of Moses' siblings.
Aaron and Miriam.
Where's Nathaniel? There you are. I thought it was over there. You know, sometimes I goof up. I call Nathan Nathaniel. I call Nathaniel Nathan. Because Papa Nathaniel Kafo is back there. I'll be talking a few times. Thank you very much. All right, the next question. So please pass the mic to the next person if I call their name. This next question goes to Abigail. Abigail, are you here? Huh? Is she here? Yeah, yeah. Okay, Abigail. The
Were they older or younger?
Older.
She said they were older. So Moses had these two siblings who are older than he was. Michelle, who was the chosen leader among these siblings and all of Israel to lead them out of the wilderness? Michelle?
Moses.
Thank you. All right. Now, this question goes to Joseph. And this refers to question number 4. Joseph, what lesson do you learn from question 4 about God's chosen servants? Remember, they all answered that Miriam and Aaron were older, right? So what lesson do you learn from that question 4, Joseph?
You learn that not always the oldest are chosen to be the leader.
Not always the oldest. So it has nothing, God's choosing has nothing to do with age. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Because sometimes you say, because I'm older, rah, 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 rah. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, Joseph. Now, this next question goes to Nathan. Nathan, did these older siblings murmur against Moses?
Yes, they did.
Yes, can you believe that? They murmured against their baby brother. All right. Royal, what happened? What was the result of this, their murmuring against their baby brother Moses?
He turned white like snow.
What? He turned white like snow. Who turned white like snow? Whoa, awesome. So Miriam turned white like snow. That is scary. Do you think so? Yeah. Now, Ruby, are you there? Why did God send Aaron with Moses? Why did he have to? He could have just sent Moses by himself.
God sent Aaron with Moses because Moses was complaining that he wasn't eloquent with him.
He was what?
Wasn't eloquent, which means
he was
a stutterer.
He was complaining. Is that what you said?
Yes.
All right. Now, Ronel, who built the golden calf?
Aaron.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is interesting. Now, this question goes to Joelle-Anne. This was reference to question number 9. What lessons, and I'm going to ask a few of you that, what lessons do you learn from this folly of Aaron? What lessons did you learn from this folly of Aaron?
That the devil can use anybody to do what he wants them to do if you let him do it.
Anybody has anything else? You, the older ones. Anyone? Anyone has anything else to add to that? You can add some to that? Okay, go ahead. Let me hear what you have to say.
Another one of the lessons is the leader does not have to be always the oldest person. That it could be the youngest one, too.
Yeah, it could be the youngest one, too. Thank you. Now, this question goes to a few of the kids here. What foods did God feed the Israelites while they were in the wilderness? Because at this time, when they were in Egypt, there was a lot of food going on. They had a big stuff, okay? So what foods did God feed the Israelites in the wilderness? Nnamdi, are you there? Nnamdi, could you answer that question, please?
The food of God fed. The food God fed the children of Israel in the wilderness is quail and manna.
Quail and manna. Thank you, Nnamdi. By any chance, was there any other food that he fed them with?
The other food was a Leviathan meat.
He said Leviathan meat. Do you have any scriptures to back that up?
The scripture to back that up is Psalm 74, verse 14.
You said Psalm 74, verse 14? Okay. Would you read it for us?
Thou breakest the head of the Leviathan in pieces and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness.
Praise ye the Lord. We only tell them not what Peter says, or not what Auntie Lorraine says, but not what Auntie Grace says, but what the Word says. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I didn't put make that scripture. How did David know? It's a topic for another day. Praise the Lord. Obinna, is that correct? Is that correct? Was there? He gave them Leviathan to eat?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, the next question, we know, all of us know that he gave them manna to eat. We all, most of us know that he gave them quail, but not if a lot of us know that he did give them Leviathan. The food they ate, the Bible says that their clothes never wore out, their shoes. They were in the wilderness for 40 years. So a kid who was 2 years old, his shoes kept getting bigger. Kept getting bigger. Amen? That's a miracle. With God, nothing shall be impossible. They have a song they're going to sing for us. He's the manna. The manna, the manna. Hallelujah. Because the manna that he gave them, which all of us know, they ate it, and it was a form, it was a type of Jesus. Praise you, the Lord. Can we stand up, kids? Stand up, share your mics. Thank you. Who's gonna go? Okay, you're on the keyboard.
Die again. He is the man, the man.
Savior.
My Savior.
My Savior.
Jesus.
He is my Savior.
My Savior from above. Coming back for me.
He is my Savior.
My Savior from above. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Jesus is all things. He goes by different titles. He is what you want him to be at any point in time. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I know time flies so fast. All right, the next question goes to Joel, in what form did God lead or manifest himself to the Israelites in the wilderness? In what form? In what form?
He appeared to the Israelites as an angel, as a rock, and also as the pillar of fire and the glory cloud. And the reference is, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them by the way, by the night in a pillar of fire, and to give them light to go by day and night. And Exodus chapter 23, verse 20 to 22 says, "Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in thy way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Be aware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is within him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries." And 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. "And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ."
Thank you very much. So we observe, a lot of us know that the Lord led them in the pillar of fire during the night. So it was light to them. 2 million plus people. And then the day as a cloud. But there's another way. The Bible says he did lead them as an angel. Sometimes God hides himself among angels. Hallelujah. Went through some of those teachings with the kids. Please, I want to encourage you. I'm pleading with you. Please make every effort to bring these kids so that a continuity in teaching may be administered. I know it's hard in this society we live in, trying to pay the bills and everything in between. But the Lord give you grace. Amen. Amen. So we see he led them as an angel. And the interesting thing he says in that scripture she read, Exodus chapter 23, 22. Could you put that up for me, please? Exodus 23, 20 to 22. I want to read it so we all hear it real good. Please, quickly. Exodus 23, okay? He said, "Behold, God was standing there. I send an angel before thee to keep thee in thy way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared." Go ahead, 22. "But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I," so there's a part they have to do, "then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary to thine adversary." He's saying the same thing to us. If you obey the voice of the Lord, the angel that stands by you, wherever you are, he'll be an enemy. Next verse. He'll be an enemy to your enemy. How many of us would like that? I would like that, absolutely. Next verse. Is somebody back there? But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do as he speak, I will be an enemy to your adversaries. May God help all of us. May God help all of us to obey his voice. Praise ye the Lord. Now, why didn't Moses make it to the promised land despite being called to do so? Why didn't Moses make it to the promised land despite being called to do so?
Because when God told him to talk to the rock when they needed water, instead of just talking to the rock like God said, He struck the rock twice.
And who was that rock?
God.
Amen. Do you have any reference to prove for me that scripture? Do you have a reference for me?
Yes.
Could you read it, please? And tell us where it's at.
Numbers 28-12.
Numbers 20, verses 8 through 12. You want to read it real quick?
Take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall bring forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock and said unto them, hear how ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and the water came out abundantly. Wow. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also.
Could you read the next verse?
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them.
That singular mistake, it cost him getting to the promised land. May God give us the grace to obey his word so that the destiny, your destiny, my destiny, may not be shortchanged in the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes as adults, as older people, we say, it doesn't matter. But when God says it matters, may God give us the grace to do as he has commanded us. Amen. So that which was preordained before time, before you got into your mother's womb, that which he has apprehended you and me for, we may fulfill our destiny, we may fulfill our days. If I go through this place and ask you, do you know your purpose? Do you know your purpose? Why the Lord sent you here? It's a hard question most of us may not be able to answer. But that which was written, there's something written about you that God wants to execute. Because on the face of this earth, God does nothing without men. How many of you know that? He needs you to execute his mission. He said, thy will be done on earth as it is heaven. When he called Moses, he said, make sure you build that tabernacle in the exact replica that I showed you. You think he's making a mistake? No, sirree. May God give us the grace. God says to all men,
He said, men, love your wives like Christ loved the church. The first time I understood the consequence of this statement,
literally, my knees were buckling under me. How can me, myself as a human being, love my wife like Christ loved the church?
He turns around to the wife. He said, honor your husband. A lot of women, we all, Brother X, honor going on. He says, honor your husband. Submit to your husband. I'm going to tell me you are submitting to one pastor over there and over there, and you are not doing the same at home. May God give us the grace. I'm serious. May God give you and I the grace to execute that which was written of us before time was. Praise you, the Lord. Joseph. You know, a lot of times in the Old Testament, how many of us know, is replete with a lot of do's and don'ts, blood sacrifices and the like. How many of us know that? Am I the only one? It's replete. It's like you think, my goodness gracious. Blood here, ram of God, kill this. If this one does this, kill him. If this one goes, take him out. Is that true? It's scary. But there's a story behind the story. I'm telling you, it's not just a storybook. When the Lord gives us the permission, give us the capacity, give us the time frame to explain some of these things, we understand it better. Now, this question goes to Joseph. In all these things, God shows a side of himself in a memory verse we gave these kids. He said, this is how I want you to bless my children. Joseph, Numbers chapter 6, 24 to 26. Do you know that memory verse? Okay, let's hear it. How?
Lord bless thee and keep thee. Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious to thee. Lord turn his face towards thee and give thee peace.
Praise the Lord. That is God, the way he wants to bless you and I. How many of us would like God's countenance? It's like having a lion as your bodyguard, anywhere you are. Having favor and peace all around. Not sometimes, but all the time. That's how, despite all the stuff killing around, do's and don'ts, he said, this is how I want to bless you. May the Lord bless us all in that fashion. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Open now. This question is for you. Is Obina there? Is Obina there?
Yes.
Are you sure? Did anybody move your cheese this morning? Nobody moved your cheese. Thank you. This question is for you. Who was the first person in the Old Testament, in the whole Bible, to give God a name?
First person to give God a name was Hagar.
What you say?
First person to give God a name was Hagar.
Praise ye the Lord. Hagar. Let me ask us a question. Do you have a scripture for that? Numbers 16:13. Numbers. Sorry, I gave them the wrong reference. Was that Exodus? Exodus? Who's behind there? No, Genesis. Sorry about that. Genesis. Can you pull it up for me? Hello, somebody back there? Genesis 16:13. You see, this session is a review of the entire year. And some of the questions we're giving them was from a year ago. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? So, it says, and she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, thou God that seest me. What was that name he gave? What was that name he gave God? Huh? El Roi. She was, how did she know? She was the first person in the Bible to know that God walks in dimensions. She may not have been named in the book, in the Bible, as one of the heroes of faith, but she was the first person to give God a name. The Lord that sees me. See, God sees you in your tears. She was caught between a rock and a hard place. She had been kicked out by who? Sarah. And her. She was a maid. But see, God causes his rain to fall, both the righteous and the unrighteous. He's merciful to all. To all. And she said, God that sees me. She set a precedence. And thereafter, you started seeing other heroes of faith giving God a name at every juncture in their life where they needed help, where the Lord showed up for them when they were caught between a rock and a hard place. Praise God. It's replete all through the Bible. But she was the first person. And imagine. Praise the Lord. I don't know if this blesses your heart, but in review, in being with these kids, it's not about the kids. It's about me too. God opening my eyes to see things that I otherwise would not have known. Praise ye the Lord. Now, oh boy, oh boy. I'm going to summarize. I'm going to ask some of the kids to summarize to me, to us, a memory verse that they were taught to learn. I'm going to ask you first, Ruby, I want you to say it. This was Psalm 1. It was committed to some of them that are older. Psalm number 1. Ruby. So what are you going to recite to us? Don't pull it up, please. Don't pull it up. Go ahead.
Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in counselably and godly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seeth the scornful.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law shall he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which bring forth his fruit in his season. And his leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. For the ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind bloweth away. Therefore, the unholy shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Joellen, can you recite that for me? Not the summary, just recite that.
Psalm number
1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seateth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Praise the Lord. Joseph, do you remember that? You do? Can you recite it for me?
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Thank you. Thank you. Why are we making these kids memorize this thing? Memorize this scripture? Because they're going to contend. How many of you want to give it a shot to summarize what Psalm 1 in your own words, what it means? What it means to you? What it means? Anybody? Any of you? Psalm number 1. You want to go? Okay, you go ahead. Go ahead.
The summary of Psalm 1 is saying that if you ignore people that try to influence you badly, if you read your Bible and do what God says without complaining, He will protect you, keep you, bless you, and guide you.
Anybody else? Anybody wants to give it a shot? In your own words. You want to give it a shot? Thank you, buddy.
To me, Psalm 1 means that if somebody doesn't follow the Bible, or if they're unholy and they don't follow the word of God, they will perish and they will be erased from existence.
That was a toughie, man. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I mean, it's enough to fear God. I don't want to be raised from existence. But you know, it did happen. It's happened before. It's happened before. A group, a husband and a wife came to the apostles to give an offering. Or to give, you should have given willingly. It wasn't by compulsion. Give as God has blessed you. They sold their property and came. Hey, they were making big guy. They are making guy. They gave a portion of what they sold to the apostles. Huh? They were deleted. Yeah. Peter asked, is this what you sold this thing for? He said, yes. All that I did was lie. And he fell down and died. Deleted. Boom. The wife came an hour or so later. Hey, wife, is this what you sold this property for? He said, yeah. Oh, my goodness. The wife was wiped out too. From existence. Who are you tricking? So the kids are learning. Just say, the Lord may not wipe you out, but when you tell a lie to cover another lie and another lie, what happens? You forgot the first lie you told. May God have mercy on us. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm sure I'm missing something. Hallelujah. Jesus chose certain men who he schooled in his ways. He taught them how to live on earth. Christina, do you remember what the title of these men are? Do you remember the title they were called?
Disciples.
Was there another name that they go by, that these disciples go by?
Apostle.
Is that true?
Yes.
Apostle.
Apostle. Yes, Papa. Yes, apostles. Praise ye.
Apostle.
Now, do you remember? Anybody remembers how many they were? Do you remember how many they were?
12.
Oh, he bit the gun. I didn't even call his name yet, Papa. Huh? How many were they?
12 disciples.
Huh? 12 disciples. Were they 12 for real?
Yes.
You think they were not 15? No? Okay.
12.
They were 12. Okay.
12.
Can you give me their names? Okay, let's stand up. Let's prove that we all know their names. Can I ask some of you what the names of all the 12 apostles were? Any mommy, any daddies want to take it? All of them, don't worry, you are not the one. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It's these children. So they begin to live like Jesus. They begin to do what they saw the apostle, what Peter and all the rest of them. Praise the Lord. All right, you ready? Who's going on? Are you on the keyboard? The Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Sorry, you know, we are kids, so sometimes it stretches a little bit. Sorry, it's about 12:15 already, but these kids get to show us some of the things they have learned only once in a quarter. Is that okay? You're going to forgive us? We are just kids. Hallelujah. Now, this is very important. Now listen, all of you. What authority has Jesus given us or bestowed upon us as his followers? What authority? You got to show me a scripture to back it up. What of among others? What authority has he given us? Has he bestowed upon us by virtue of going to the cross? Anybody? What authority has he given us? This, let me see. You gonna go for it? You?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me.
He has given them us authority to remove the demons out of all people. And the scripture is Matthew 17, verse 11. Or a scripture.
That is true. The scripture I gave you, I know you gave it a shot. Okay? Do you remember the scripture we learned?
I don't remember the answer.
You remember the scripture?
Yes. Luke 10:19.
Okay, what does it say?
Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
That is the authority of the believer. Praise ye the Lord. Now, beyond that, sometimes us as believers, people come to us for different situations and it doesn't happen. Ruby. There was a guy whose son was a lunatic. Was crawling all over the ground. Do you remember that story? You do? Okay. What do you have there, King James? Okay. What does that scripture say? Why they couldn't do it? Can you read it? Tell us why they couldn't do it. Why they couldn't do it? You older ones, you remember? Huh? You remember?
Matthew 17:21. Howbeit this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting.
Just prayer alone?
No, prayer and fasting.
Prayer and fasting. Praise ye the Lord. Now, these are some of the principles that we learn in the Bible. Not just prayer and fasting. Before now, how do you know that there's power accompanying fasting and prayer? How do we know that? All of us remember the story. David, that's why these men were, the Bible calls them men of faith who dug through the archives of God in prayer. How did David know that when his son died, that if he prays and fasts, he will get power, maybe go answer, and this child will come back to life? He did. The child didn't come back to life. He said, forget it. But he had laid a precedent, which God, through the Lord Jesus, told us as Christians, we need to pray and fast, because there's an evil day, which not just praying alone, praying and fasting. And what's fasting? Is it just staying away from food? Answer me. Put it, Michael.
No.
Is it just staying away from food? Is it just food alone? No. It's everything in between that distracts you, that distracts me. Some of us cannot get away from social media. You're in the church. You're on WhatsApp. Texting. My goodness. You can't have a conversation without being on social media and texting. Kids this generation, they're sitting in the same car. Rather than talk, they are texting in their circles. Pray, may God have mercy on us. Oh, come on. May God have mercy on us. May God have mercy on Peter. Praise ye the Lord. So he wants us to seek him. Say, if you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Say, the seed of Jacob will not seek him in vain. Praise ye the Lord. I remember not going to anybody's name. I remember a brother that was challenged in dimensions. He gave a testimony publicly. He went, coming back to from work. His wife was before His Excellency in tears, saying, Lord, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. And the Lord turned around the captivity of Zion. They said, we were like men that dreamed. Every warfare was born in his presence. When we seek him, folks, there are dimensions to praying. Not every prayer warrior is an intercessor. Sorry, let me not. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Now, let's go back to the questions for these kids. We read that in Matthew chapter 17, right? Verse 21. Now, who has got the NLV version here? You have it? Please open it for me. Ruby, let's look at this version of the Bible. No, you have the King James. We recommend that the kids read King James. I want us to see some that happens now. Ruby, I told her to bring an NLV first. Did you mark it?
No.
Okay. Tell me what you find in Matthew 17:21 there, Ruby. Quickly now.
I'm there.
Huh? Okay, what did you find? What did it say?
It's not here.
They didn't hear you.
It's not here.
It's not there. So you have an NLV. And that portion of the Bible, that what Jesus said is not there. How are you going to pray and fast? So you see how the devil has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy our faith? They provide various versions of the Bible. And the most important issues that we have to contend with to get victory. That your destiny may not be shortchanged. That's what God has called you to do. You may not be distracted from that cause. It's not there. How then will you fight the devil? When all you are doing is praying, you are praying and God's not answering. Sometimes we need to accompany it with fasting. And fasting is not just food. It's everything around that distracts us. So you zero in. You zero in on that situation. There's a degree to which you pray, folks. You zero in on a situation, and not just as you zero in, that dimension of prayer begins to draw you in. And you'll be able to pray from the heart of God. So you are not praying your will, you are praying the will of the Father. He said, thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, thy will be done in me. As it was written before time was. I'm talking to all of us. Parents, teenagers, preteens. There's something written about you that you must fulfill. You could fulfill everything else. You could do everything else. Have every letter after your name. If I have not fulfilled my purpose, for His Excellency, what have you done? What have you done? That when you stand before Him, He may tell you, He may tell me, well done. That is the vision. That these kids may understand the height, the depth, the length that Jesus has gone for them. feel like preaching. But it's not about preaching. It's beyond that. It's about the doing. It's about the doing myself. Praise ye the Lord. May the Lord give us the grace to fulfill our purpose so that when we stand before him, you may hear those commendations. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. Good and faithful servant. There's a starting point though. There's a starting point for that fulfillment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. These children, there are places they will get to. You will never be there. They are the light of the world within their circle of influence. They are the light of the world within their sphere of influence. There's no how much you play.
Hello?
In the sand, in the park, with Ronell, with Royal, with these little kids. The adults won't relate to you. But then let that little kid be speaking the words of eternity to their peers. It's a different ball game. Yes or yes? That is a dream. That is a purpose.
Hello.
I don't have to do this. But because I have to fulfill the call of him that called me. Praise ye the Lord. We'll fight this battle to the very end. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let's sing that song. Can we do that?
Yes.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Just pardon. Pardon.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Share the mic. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, as we close, We have these trophies to dish out. I don't know, Auntie Grace, bless her heart. She has been keeping score records for all these kids. And all of them have done a fantastic job. Some of them can't be here because they don't drive. And maybe their parents have to be at work. Circumstances beyond their control, right? So, this is Auntie Grace. Everybody say, morning, Auntie Grace.
Morning, Auntie Grace.
I don't know who wins what trophy. Well, we have three sets of trophies. We have the one for the pioneers. That's them younger kids like Ronnie, like Royal, like Abigail, and are you a little kid? Praise you, the Lord. I pick on them because I love them. They know I love them. All right. Yes. So let me call them. So the certificate of participation. Just for participating, we give them, hey, they learned a few things. Do you agree these kids learned a few things? Did you learn a few things this morning as parents? No, seriously, because I learn from these kids. Seriously, I do. If you've not learned anything, if you didn't learn anything, I'm sorry, but we're just doing the best we can. Now, Daniel Kabia is not here. I think he was said that he had a cold or flu or something like that. So his certificate of passport. We have kids who don't go to this church, by the way. They call online and they participate to the best of their ability. So we do it online. If you have a kid and you like him to participate, it's no big deal. If he's not if they don't go to this church here, just need to call in. Okay? Thank you. I was going to say. So that was Daniel. He's not here. Little Prosper comes sometimes. But you know, we got to start them young. You agree with me? We got to start them young. Praise the Lord. I have Michael Blessing Dennis. That is your certificate for participation. All right. Now, he just doesn't get a paper. He gets a trophy. Woo! Where are you, Papa? Yeah. Huh? All right. The next person is... Michael Fortune is not here. Also next we have is Sheba here? Is Sheba here? Mom's gonna is mom here? Is Sheba here? There's Sheba. Hallelujah. Hi Sheba. She's yeah, bless you, sweetheart. Huh? There you go. And she's got her trophy, too. Yeah. Whoa. That's why they give them in the Olympics. Hallelujah. Who's next? Huh? Where's Prince Salem? Is Prince Salem there? Prince Salem. Ha.
Hallelujah. Come on, buddy. Who's next? Oh, we have Michelle Ohanwe. Is Michelle in the house? Come on down. You better clap for them. You never know. Come here, Michelle. Praise the Lord. Who's next? Abigail in the house.
Yay.
Yay. It's Ronell in the house. Ronell, where is he? Hurry up. Come on, Papa. Royal Alino! Yeah! Awesome. Thank you, Royal. We have Christina Vera Bamiro. We have also Angel in the house. Nathaniel Akiemi. Congratulations, buddy. Joseph Akiemi. Praise the Lord. Joel and Olakonu. Come on. Good. Our chief organist. Praise God. Nathan Okafor. I'm sure Grandma and Grandpa happy and excited. Huh, Grandma, Grandpa? Yes, so. Ruby Yakafor. Congratulations, Mama. Nanye Porter. Oh, this young lady has grown like you will not believe it. It's amazing. You know, she couldn't years ago stand and talk. But now, she's as bold as a lion for the kingdom. Keoma Ibeji. I got to tell you something about Kelma. She is so articulate, she won't back down for nobody. This young lady, she come to me. Pastor Peter, hello. You told me you're going to come your question. And I forgot. I said, I'm sorry. Obina Moneke. This is another young man. I like the energy in his voice. I'm serious. Praise ye the Lord. Namdi Moneke. Praise the Lord. Am I missing anybody? Who? Ah, Grandma. Hey, General, she said I'm missing her. Hey! You want me to be jumping? Praise ye the Lord. Give them all a hand clap. Now, sorry folks. I know some of you got to go to work, but the way the days go by. So, these trophies we have in the younger group. Okay. The trophies, these are the trophies for the, we call them the youngest group, they're for the pioneers. We call them pioneer group. Okay? The third place goes to who?
Desire,
that's the keyboardist. That girl, she's a ball. She's like the choir leader. She goes up there and sings all the songs joyfully. Second place, she's not here, so we're going to keep our trophy for her. Second place goes to who? Royal, congratulations, Royal. Awesome. Praise God. Let Grandpa. Raise it back enough. Yeah, Mom, see that? Praise the Lord. They got to keep it. Awesome. Will you snap me with this? You never know. His name is Royalty. Huh? Yes, so. Huh? Praise ye the Lord. The first place goes to, where is he at? Ronald Olakono! First place. This young man, he composes songs. He taught us a song that the Holy Spirit taught him. And he taught it to us. These children shall be, your children shall be for signs and wonders. We're just starting. Praise the Lord. Now the next group, which are the ages from about the middle group, I think it's 7 to 9. The third place, I don't even know who's winning or not winning, but Auntie Grace does an awesome job keeping track of everything. Amen. Third place goes to who? Third place goes to Nathan Okafor. Is Nathan in the house? Is he in the house? Yeah, congratulations, buddy. You keep up the good work. All right. The second place goes to Ruth. Oh, see, that family got two trophies. But they're not here. Ruth's not here. We're going to keep it for them. And the first place goes to Naye!
Good night, yeah, yeah. Good night, yeah. Good night, yeah. Good night, yeah. Huh? Awesome. She's come a long way. I mean, seriously, she's come a long way. The Lord is good. All right. Now in the senior, I'm not saying senior citizens. We just kind of, general. In the senior category, not senior. The third place goes to Joseph Akiemi. Awesome. So proud of you, buddy. Awesome. They call in every Sunday consistently. If you cannot be here, make every effort for your kids to call in. Seriously. They get blessed. And you know what? That boy is going to be a fireball for Jesus. Amen. The second place goes to Ruby Akafo. Congratulations. Can I get a picture with her too? Now she's taller than me. You know, when she just came from Nigeria, she'd be running up and down my staircase. Now she's ready to pick me up. And the first place goes to Joel Olakono. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. She is so humbly shy and humbly quiet, but she's a fireballer in the spirit. I give her any piece of music, she plays it. She plays several instruments. The violin. What's the other instrument they call it?
The piano and the ukulele.
They call it ukulele. Do you know what's ukulele? Those of you senior citizens. Do you know what ukulele is? She can play ukulele, she can play piano, she can play violin. Huh? His Royal Highness. Royal Mommy. You know what ukulele is? Do you know what ukulele is? Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We thank the Lord as we wrap up this presentation. We thank God for his grace. We thank the parents for their commitments. What? I said what? You see, he said he graduated and he didn't come to class. He said he graduated but didn't come to class. How is that possible? Now, wuru wuru to the answer. Praise ye the Lord. We thank God for his mercies upon us. Now, as the kids sing this song, this last song, this last hymn, if you'd like to bless the house of the Lord, okay? This last hymn, if you'd like to, that's okay. Please. Hold on, please. I'm going to fire him. These kids have been, you better make it happen, though, because you'll be in trouble. God have mercy on you today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As they sing this last hymn, we're going to pray for these kids. Is that okay? Okay? If you have an offering you want to give, as they sing this last hymn, you can put your trophies down. Put your trophies down. Hang the other ones on your neck. All right. Put your trophies on your neck. So you don't play with it and distract yourself. Okay. Thank you, kids. Thank you very much. Put your trophies down. Okay. Put it right down there. Okay, Ronell. Nobody's going to take it from here. I promise you, nobody is going to take you from there. All right? So all of us, let's stand up. This is the last hymn they're going to sing. And if you have an offering to give to the house of to give to the ministry for the work we do here. And some of you may know this song, or this hymn rather. The baskets are open if you'd like to give something. Praise the Lord. So you give us the chord, Sister Joelle.
Star of Bethlehem, shining down through the shadow stream, guiding the light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lives. Beautiful star.
Shine upon us until the glory.
God. Lord, let the light of God continue to shine in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, shine that beautiful light. Shine, oh God, against the darkness in this world. We will shine. We will shine for you. These children will shine for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, your word says, you said, you will contend with them that contend with us. And Lord, you will save our children. So shall it be concerning this one. So God, in the name of Jesus, the word of God that is in their mouth, it will not depart from them. This one shall shine brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we want to give you praise, oh God. Thank you for all that you have taught them all year long. Thank you for their teachers. Thank you, Lord, for the time and the dedication, oh God, to raise and train these children. You said we should train up our children in the way of the Lord. When they grow up, they will not depart from it. So shall it be concerning each and every one of these children. And even for those that are not here today, let the light of God continue to shine upon their path. In the mighty name of Jesus, this one shall stand against the enemy at the gate, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we give you praise, oh God. We thank you for all that you have done for us in 2024. Lord, as we go into the years ahead, we surrender to you. We commit these children into you. Lord, you said our children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace. You said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. This one shall be delivered. They shall be delivered from the evil that is in the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare and decree, no evil shall befall any of you, and no plague shall come near your dwelling. In the mighty name of Jesus, the word of God that you have spoken today, and all that have been taught you, it will stand for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and those words will not depart from your mouth. In the name of Jesus. And Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We return all the honor to you. Thank you for their parents also. Lord, dedicated to bringing them. Lord, they will not be weary. They will not be tired. All together, Lord, we will see you when you come. Lord, give them rapture in faith, oh God, as the days go by. Give them faith to believe that they will leave this earth without seeing death. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We worship you. We adore you. Thank you, Lord. For Pastor Peter, Lord, we just ask for grace upon grace in Jesus' name. For Sister Grace, Sister Lorraine, and all those that dedicate time, night and day, continue to inspire them, oh God, and use them to the glory of your name, in Jesus' name. Lord, we, the people in GMI Church, we thank you on behalf of these children. We say thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for a successful 2024 in the lives of our children. We bless you and we return all the glory and all the honor and all the majesty unto you, that light that shines and darkness comprehends it not. Take all the glory, O God, and continue to shine in our lives and in the lives of these children. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Jacob called his children. He said, come, come. I want to tell you what will happen to you. I put him in a position to establish upon these children there today into the future by the special grace of God. Because the Bible says the words that we speak, there's spirit and life. There's power in the name of Jesus. How many of you say amen? There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the spoken word. He said, if any two of you shall agree on earth concerning anything, he said, it shall be done. I didn't say it. He said it. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Can we stretch our hands to bless these children? I would ask for a minute for everyone to open their mouths and pray and speak blessings to these children that are here. That the name of the Lord will be a shield for them, will be a defense for them. In their going out and their coming in, no weapon formed against them will prosper. And everyone that rises up against them, in judgment we condemn. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray for these children. One of the things that I've heard a lot amongst children now is all sorts of names of allergies. And the Lord is saying right now, as we stretch our hands to pray for them and bless them, that they are shielded from allergies in the name of Jesus. The ones that already have various types of allergies, that they have to watch what they eat, watch what they drink, we remove it from them in the name of our Lord Jesus. Lord, we declare that these children are blessed in the city. They are blessed in the fields. They are blessed in their schools. They are blessed among their peers. They are blessed in their going out. And they are blessed in their coming in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that they are exposed to in the society that they live in, we shield them from it in the name of the Lord Jesus. The hands of the enemy will not prosper against any of these ones in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever plots and plans of the wicked one as regards children in this generation, we shield them from it in the name of Jesus. They are blessed. In education, they will excel. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Where men are spoken of, their names will be mentioned positively. In the name of Jesus. Everything they lay their hands to do, they prosper in it. In the name of Jesus. These ones will not stray and fall along the wayside. In the name of our Lord Jesus. If they eat any deadly thing, it will not harm them. In the name of our Lord Jesus. In a society where we hear of shootings here and there, no bullets will touch any of these ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. These ones will do exploits. These ones will go out and speak to nations. These ones will go out and speak to kings. These ones will go out and speak to rulers of the land. These ones will influence constitutions. These ones will influence nations and influence people. They will influence cultures. In the name of our Lord Jesus, nothing formed against them will prosper. They are blessed. Can you open your mouth and say, you are blessed? Tell them you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed and cannot be cursed. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, folks. All glory to Jesus. I mean all glory and honor, dominion, majesty to him that lives forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we share the benediction, God keep you. God cause his face to shine upon you. Be gracious to you in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for everyone that has given to this work. Father, you that give seed to the sower. Lord, multiply the seed sown. Let them receive 100-fold,
a thousandfold. Let their field and their baskets overrun in the name of Jesus. When there is a casting down, let them have an upliftment in the name of Jesus. Where there is famine, let there be overflow in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. As we close, join me as we sing this song to praise Him. Glory, honor, power, majesty. Hallelujah, glory, honor, power, majesty, be unto Christ, amen. Hallelujah, glory, praise Him. Glory. Please stand up. Honor, power, majesty be unto Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you so much for being here today. God keep you. God save you. Peradventure, this journey, the beginning of this journey is to know Him as your Lord and personal Savior. Please, please, I beg of you. The Bible says if you are ashamed of me before men, it's not because you come to church. He doesn't give a rip. The Pharisees did it. Every day they stood in public places and they are praying. I ain't got nothing to do with it. If you do not have a personal relationship with Him, Christianity is a lifestyle. It's beyond a relationship. It's hearing the voice of He that created you before time was and walking in the path of that righteousness. It doesn't matter what you have done. He said, though your sins be as scarlet, it does not matter. They shall be white as snow. If there's somebody here who wants to raise his hand, say, I'd like to know Him more. Don't be ashamed. You see me crying here? Because He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He has done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Praise ye the Lord. Anybody here? If there's none, we thank God. In Jesus' name we pray. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, parents, for your patience. Thank you, grandma, grandpas. God bless you. Amen and amen.